Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a classic dub siren with a crunchy sampler texture for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. The goal here is not just to make two cool sounds in isolation. We want them to work inside an arrangement, like an actual tune, with tension, release, and that dusty 90s sound system energy. By the end, you'll have a siren lead that cuts through the breaks, a gritty sample layer that adds age and attitude, and a simple way to arrange them so they feel musical. First, set your tempo around 170 BPM. That sits right in the classic jungle and old-school D&B zone. If you want to go a little slower or faster later, that's fine, but 170 is a great starting point. Create three tracks, one for drums, one for the dub siren, and one for the crunchy texture. If you already have a breakbeat loop loaded, great. If not, even a simple amen-style loop or basic break pattern will work for this lesson. The important thing is that the drums have room to breathe, because in jungle the break is the engine. Now let's build the dub siren. For a beginner-friendly start, drop Waveatable onto the siren track. Use a basic saw or triangle shape on oscillator 1. You can leave oscillator 2 off, or keep it very low if you want a little extra weight. Keep unison at one voice for now. Set the filter to a low-pass 24 dB style, so the sound stays focused, and turn on mono so the siren behaves like a proper lead line. Add a little glide or portamento somewhere around 40 to 80 milliseconds, so the notes slide in a slightly vocal, dubby way. And this is important, don't just hold one note forever. Dub sirens usually sound better when they move. Try a simple pattern like C3, D3, F3, G3. Use short bursts, little gaps, and repeated phrases. That call and response feeling is a big part of the style. To give the siren motion, assign LFO1 to pitch or Waveatable position. Keep the rate around 1/8 or 1/4, and use a small depth if you want subtle wobble. If you want it more chaotic and urgent, push the depth up a bit. You can also add a short pitch envelope at the start of the note, so the siren snaps upward slightly when each note begins. That little pitch rise gives it that classic rising alarm energy. Now we're going to dirty it up a bit, because a clean siren won't give you that old-school jungle character. Put a saturator after the synth. Add about 3 to 8 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. That thickens the siren and gives it some bite without making it too harsh. After that, add echo for a dub-style tail. A sync setting like 1/8 dotted or 1/4 works well, with feedback somewhere in the 20-45% range. Keep the dry slash wet fairly low, maybe 10-25%, unless you want a really obvious delay throw. Roll off some highs and lows inside the echo so the repeats sound darker and more period accurate. Then add a small, controlled reverb. You don't want a huge wash here. Keep the decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, darken the top end, and stay subtle on the wet amount. The reverb should give the siren some space, not swallow the drums. Use EQ8 to clean things up. High pass the siren somewhere, around 120 to 200 Hz, so it doesn't crowd the low end. If it gets harsh, cut a bit in the 2.5 to 5k Hz range. If it needs more body, a small boost around 700 Hz to 1.2k Hz can help. Then use utility to keep the width under control. A dub siren usually works best when it's fairly centered and focused enough to punch through the mix. Now let's build the crunchy sampler texture. Take a sample like vinyl crackle, a chopped break fragment, a noisy field recording, a tiny stab from an old record, or even something you resample from your own project. Drag it onto a MIDI track so Ableton loads it into Sampler. For beginner workflow, start in classic mode. That gives you straightforward sample behavior and makes it easier to shape. If the sample is too clean, trim the start to remove silence, then use the filter to darken or band limit it a little. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, short to medium decay, low sustain, and short release. You want it to feel like a texture or a stab, not a full sustained instrument. Now play it rhythmically. Don't just leave it running in the background. Trigger it on off beats, at the ends of phrases, or as little ghost hits before a transition. That's a very jungle-friendly approach. It gives you movement without overcrowding the drums. A lot of the time, less is more here. If the texture is too obvious, it starts behaving like a lead part. If it's subtle, it adds age and grit. To make it properly crunchy, build an effect chain like this: Redux, drum bus, auto filter, then either pedal or saturator, and maybe echo at the end. Redux is great for that worn, sampled feel. Reduce the downsampling until the texture gets gritty, then add a little bit of bit reduction if needed. Just be careful not to overdo it, because too much can turn into harsh digital fizz. The sweet spot is more like a battered sampler, not a broken sound card. Drum bus can add punch and grime, use a little drive, a little crunch, and only bring up transients if the sample has a percussive quality. Usually you can leave boom off for this layer unless you specifically want low-end weight. Auto filter is your movement tool. Use it to close the texture down during a build, then open it into a drop. A little resonance can make the sweep feel more dramatic and old school. If you want extra attitude, pedal gives you amp-style dirt, while saturator gives you a cleaner harmonic push. A short, filtered echo at the end can make tiny samples feel wider and more alive. Keep the feedback low, the repeats dark, and the wet amount modest. You want atmosphere, not clutter. Now let's make the siren and texture work together. Think of the siren as the thing that announces changes, and the texture as the thing that fills thin air and gives the track its dusty character. They should support each other, not compete. If they're stepping on the same frequency range, clean that up with EQ. On the siren, reduce any muddy low mids if needed. On the sampler texture, high pass it around 150 to 300 Hz if it's really only there for texture. If the texture has a lot of mid-range energy, carve a little space around 1 to 3 kHz so the siren can speak clearly. For space, keep the siren more centered and let the texture sit a little wider if you like. Utility, echo, and panning automation can help with that. Just keep the stereo movement under control so the drums still hit hard. Now let's arrange it like jungle. Old school DNB arrangement is all about phrases, tension, and surprise. A simple 32-bar layout works really well. In bars 1 to 8, bring in the breakbeat and keep the texture filtered and quiet. Let the siren appear very lightly at the end of bar 8, almost like it's hinting at what's coming. In bars 9 to 16, let the groove establish itself. The full breakbeat can come in, and the siren can play short call phrases every two bars. Add echo throws at the ends of some phrases. Bring the texture up a little more so it supports the groove without taking over. In bars 17 to 24, start varying things. Remove a few drum hits, increase the siren intensity, and let the sampler texture become more rhythmic or more distorted. This is a good place to automate reverb or echo feedback for tension. Then in bars 25 to 32, let the energy pay off. The siren should be shorter and stronger, the texture tighter and more percussive, and you can use a quick filter sweep or even a take-stop style transition on the last bar if you want a bigger handoff into the next section. Automation is what makes this feel alive. On the siren, automate filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb dry/wet, glide amount, or even volume for accents. On the texture, automate filter cutoff, redux amount, saturator drive, or send levels to delay and reverb. A really effective beginner move is to open the siren filter over four bars, then push the echo feedback only on the last note of a phrase. Another strong move is to fade the crunchy texture in before a drop, then cut it out for one bar to create space. That little moment of silence can make the next hit feel huge. You can also use return tracks for dub atmosphere. Create one return for delay and one for reverb. Keep both dark and controlled. Send the siren more heavily to delay, and send the texture lightly to reverb. The goal is to create depth without washing out the breakbeat. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the siren too clean. If it starts sounding like a polished trance lead, add more saturation, more delay feedback, a little detuning, or a bit more filter movement. Don't drown everything in reverb, because that can kill the energy of the drums. And don't let the crunchy texture mask the break. If the snare crack or ghost notes disappear, lower the texture or high pass it more. Also, try not to automate everything all the time. A few strong moves are usually better than constant motion. Jungle feels powerful when the listener can sense tension, release, variation, and drops. If you want to push things darker, here are a few useful tricks. You can layer a very quiet sine wave one octave below the siren for extra menace. You can sidechain the texture to the drum so it ducks out of the way and keeps the groove punchy. You can also resample the siren with its echo tail and chop it into audio, which is a very jungle-friendly workflow. A slow auto pan can make the texture drift across the stereo field, and if you distort the siren before delay, the repeats will inherit that grit and sound massive. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set up an 8-bar loop at 170 BPM. Add a breakbeat, write a simple siren phrase with 4 to 6 notes, load a short sample into Sampler, and process the siren with saturator, echo, and reverb. Process the texture with redux, drum bus, and auto filter. Then automate the texture filter over the 8 bars and listen back. You'll start hearing where the arrangement needs more space, more movement, or stronger transition. So to recap, use wave eatable or operator for the siren. Shape it with saturation, echo, reverb, and ek. Use simpler for the crunchy sample texture. Dirty it with Redux and drum bus, and arrange everything in phrases so it feels like a Riedel Jungle or old-school DNB tune. Keep the drums breathing, use automation with intention, and let the siren and texture support the energy instead of fighting it. That's the vibe right there. Dusty sound system tension, rolling breaks, and a siren that cuts through like a warning signal from another era. Keep it raw, keep it musical, and keep it moving.